This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman. Last year, Kansas City singer Rachel Mallon was recovering from a failed relationship, a relationship she felt was hijacked by a certain kind of girl. She started churning out lyrics, but it wasn't until she got a job at a clothing store that she really figured out what she wanted to say. Here's Rachel Mallon telling us how she strummed the song White Girls into existence.
Wait, hold on, give me one second. You were jamming. I was at the time where I wanted things to sound kind of like old school, kind of like, you know, your 60s, Buddy Holly, bull crap. And just that the way that it's like plucked is like do 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 do. We were kind of drawing from like the riffs of old music. We went for very shiny guitar tones, but kind of still under that layer of like vinyl fuzz you hear in old music. This time last year was working like 8 to 9 hour days, 5 days a week at Forever 21. I think there was one, I wasn't even working out front this day. I think I was restocking leggings. And this lady, she wasn't a lady, she was a girl. She freaked out. She couldn't get like a return on her leggings that like ripped the second day she owned them. The dude's like, Forever 21, like it's, you're paying $3 for a pair of leggings made in China. If we're being honest here, I am just the slave worker in the back. Don't yell at me about it. Like, I can't control your return. There is a breaking point you reach, I think, just as a human being, when you have to deal with a lot of the same kind of people who are come from a very, like, privileged background. I spent a lot of the time in the back room because, like, holidays were coming up and we were getting a lot of shipments. When I did have to go out front and have interactions with customers, I would just, like, reel the line, God save the white girls, in my head. And I had to deal with a lot of white girls. Woo! I'm definitely, yes, I'm Caucasian female. I mean, like, it depends what your definition of white girl is. There's a lot of jokes about white girls in the way of like Starbucks and Uggs. And I'm gonna be honest, I love pumpkin spice lattes. I'm never gonna deny that. So maybe I can relate to them. What I hope for the white girl is a feeling of like independence and a feeling of like going out into the world and seeing that like not everybody is set up with the same situation and being able to empathize. But I don't know, the white girl might get hitched to the doctor. My ultimate goal in life to like walk into an establishment and your song is playing, but if that ever happened at Forever 21, I would be able to die after that. Like that would be the greatest oxymoron almost. All of it's kind of like satirical, but also kind of for real, like serious. And it comes from like stuff that's painful, but I'm just a sarcastic bitch. That was Rachel Mallon of the band Rachel Mallon and the Wild Type with the story of a song called White Girls. The story was produced by KCUR's Andrea Tudhope.